Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This college football week four edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit and receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by PicksWise. PicksWise is the number one app for free sports betting, picks, props, and parlays. Download the free PicksWise app now to make your next bet better. We're also brought to you by Odds Crowd. Are you the best football bettor in the U.S.? Odds Crowd challenges you to prove it with their free-to-play fantasy betting contest. Odds Crowd gives away hundreds of dollars in weekly contests, including the $100 SGPN exclusive free roll contest. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts.
This is Randy Cross. You're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer Dog?
Well, you know, team good looking back at it once again. And I know you haven't spoken to him yet, so he doesn't exist, but I feel like we have to have a conversation with our guy over here about how we shake the hate.
Joining us in studio, Kobe Dan, aka the Dan Tabase, host of the College Football Experience. What's happening, Colby?
Shaking hate, baby.
Shaking the haters off. Looking at the sheet, I'm seeing a lot of green. Green equals money. Ryan 8-5. Sean 9-4. Colby 7-6. All well above 500. Colby turning his laptop towards me. The College Football Week 3 expert rankings overall, according to the independently audited tally site. Number one pick, Colby Dan.
Look, I hate to just, you know, throw my dick in the air here, but I was number one 2 weeks ago. I know I regressed a little bit last week. Back in number one, so I'm feeling good. You know what I mean? It's early in the season. Just life's good. Shaking hate, baby.
Richard Kurtzberger on the YouTube channel saying, hello,
Dick.
Hello, gentlemen. Did either of you enjoy Arizona State getting penalized half the field on one drive? I was going to throw up, put down the fork. I liked it because I was on BYU.
We were on BYU.
That was my moneyline dog. I can't for the life of me hit these locks, but 9-4, I'll take it. Tulane, that I got a little cute there, and the Alabama lock. Wow, Alabama should have covered that game. Fell apart. Kramer locked up Penn State -6. That was a sweat to the very end, but that was a great cover. UAB -12. That one was Colby's lock. That one was never in doubt. So that was a nice cash there. And Kramer, double locks here. Not only Penn State -6, but also UNC -9.
I was glad I waited for you to finish and I didn't interrupt you because I was about to tell Colby that this is the portion of the show where Sean touts. You don't get to say we, but he finished with a great team tout. So I this is a good sign for the week ahead. We are all 500 or better. The locks are coming. I just hit a double lock salute. I can sense that one of you guys is coming by.
My lock rate is off, but 9-4. Come on. You got to be making some money.
Colby wasn't a part of the apology, but we put out an apology with the NFL locks.
This parodying the, I think the funny thing is we put out this, I don't know if you saw it, started with the Jaguars put out an apology meme. The Atlanta Falcons put out an apology meme. We put out our own SGP apologizing for our NFL locks not hitting. The funny thing was reading the comments, there were a number of people who thought it was actually serious and completely unrelated to they had not seen the original Jags post. They just thought it was an earnest apology. I apologize for nothing. I'm not going to apologize for losing money. I lost my own money. I mean, I hope they hit. Why do I hope they hit? Because I bet on them. I'm not some like give back to the needy here. I don't get when you guys win off my picks. Does anyone, Ryan? I check the mailbox every day. Is there ever a giant check in there from the listeners?
There are a select few D-gens who have generously contributed.
Yes, give us some whiskey. That's
to
awesome.
The rocket ship that is the SGPN machine. But no, of course, Sean, this we've said it forever, right? It's always fuck you. It's never thank you. And I think the next level, like meta, maybe three layers down inception angle here is maybe this needs to be our pinned tweet where we point out to people that betting and picking games in the National Football League, picking games in college football is hard. And you should do your own research before making your bets.
Is it hard?
No, but that's the point.
I mean, I'm just dominating over here.
Well done, Colby. Well done.
Colby killing him.
I want to, for the record, 19-10 in the NFL.
Oh, well,
19-10.
You shut your goddamn mouth
now. Hopefully you're taking these picks and heading over to winbet.com. WINNBET.com. Oh, man. They gave out Alabama +100 on the money line as one of their special bonus bets. That actually was a bit of a sweat, but that one came in. They have a bunch of fun props, parlays, boosted wagers. Again, if you're not betting over on WinBet, I don't know what you're doing. So many great ways to get paid over at WinBet. Just head over to WINNBET.com and make sure you grab that $1,000 risk-free sports bet.
Keep it rolling, Sean. Keep it rolling. Don't you enjoy this part of the week? I know for some people this is the start of the week, but for us this is like hump day. All right, we're getting through it. I'm already halfway through my prep for NFL week. Let's go. This music rocks.
Let's go. I know I am getting fired up, Kramer. And what do we? Richard Gerstberger also checking in. This is a bigger picture thing. Probably need to address. ACC, Pac-12, both struggling pretty hard. BYU has swept the Pac-12 between San Diego State, Fresno State, both winning. Where are we at with the Pac-12, Colby?
I mean, they're not looking great, but I mean, the ACC has been worse. But yes. I'd say the Pac-12 right there with it.
To me, I'm gonna go back to the metaphorical significance of Colby and us going to the UCLA game because it felt like the Pac-12 in the tailgate portion of the game in the first quarter of the game. We were feeling good. We were riding high, right? They got a bunch of wins early in the season, but then halftime came. And the crowd around Colby started turning against him.
It's easy to see a tide turn.
And much like the Pac-12, just starting to do Pac-12 things and lose games they shouldn't.
Yeah, but they should know by now. And I'll be honest, BYU and San Diego State should be in the Pac-12. They've had those opportunities. I think San Diego State's like 9-1 in their last 10 against the Pac-12. This is a rich program. You're in a city that doesn't have a football team now, and it's one of the biggest cities in America. Go ahead and do this. They got a brand new stadium opening up next year. San Diego State's legit. They're a legit team, and if you put them on the schedule, you know this is not ULM. This is not New Mexico State. You can get beat week in, week out. They are as good as lots of teams in the Pac-12.
I mean, my thoughts are a lot. The conferences who teamed up for the alliance are.
Yeah,
maybe that has something to do with what's going on here because the Big 12, you know, little brother chip on the shoulder coming to play actual football this year. once the totems were given out and the you know people were saved from being voted off the island.
I'm just laughing at the amount of totem talk that has made its way into the show. So right now, Pac-12 is still probably ahead of ACC.
Yes, definitely.
What do you mean, hey, Colby? No. Kudos to you,
Oregon East beating Coast Ohio State.
No, the East Coast bias.
LSU losing to UCLA. Here's those the are problem: still big
is
wins.
That yeah. what the machine, the media machine, will say is, "Oh, it's the Pac-12 beating up themselves. They're not very good again, right?" Like they get the same dig. Whereas if it's the SEC or the Big 12, it's like, "Oh, look what a great conference it is. Everyone beats one another." So that underlying tone is why the Pac-12 is still last. Period.
Well, I mean, the ACC is garbage. Look at how many bad losses. Whether it's Duke to Charlotte, whether it's Miami. Miami almost went 0-3. If they didn't make a 48-yard field goal, this is a preseason top 15 team.
I mean, Florida State is that
Florida State lose to an Clemson has two touchdowns.
Hypothetical
against FBS opponents.
So this then I ask a question. So you would if you were heads up, you would take Pac-12 to be in the playoff over ACC right now.
Yeah, but Oregon's win is better than anything Clemson's done.
So if I said even money, we'll bet straight up. I get the ACC.
Hold on. Whether what I think they will do or what I would do.
But that's what we're talking. Are we talking about reality?
Reality. You know they're not going to. You know the Pac-12. They're going. Well, the ACC is going to be like they're going to put Clemson over Oregon every time. That's undisputable. I mean, there is a for real West Coast bias.
Two teams I want to hit on before we get to the picks. One being UCLA. Colby, you did call out that this was a trap game, a danger game. For UCLA, how are you on UCLA for the rest of the season, though? Is this derail any sort of hopes they have for the season long?
Their schedule's too tough. Yes, I still think they could win the Pac-12 South, but this is what I mean is this is what we do at the College Football Experience. Is like when you go through and look at that schedule, I had them as a top 10 hardest schedule for a reason. Like each week, when you schedule at a conference, okay, Hawaii is not a great team this year, but last year they were solid, right? They still might find themselves in a bowl game. If Hawaii is your easiest opponent and your second easiest opponent is Fresno State or you know, whatever you would deem in the Pac-12, well, that's a good schedule.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's a really tough schedule. There's no ULMs. There's no New Mexico States. There's no, the UMass or something. You know what I mean? Like there's no UConn. So I knew that gauntlet. They also have, two sets of back-to-back away games, if memory serves me correct. So I think they're going to be in the Pac-12 championship, but the schedule is the schedule. So easily, you know, I think they got to play Utah in Salt Lake City.
Not enough FCS on the schedule is what you're saying.
Now, my other team, the other question, and we got this question in the YouTube chat, make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel, Sports Gambling Podcast, turn on the notifications. Cause we go live. We're live now with the College Football Show, DFS, NFL. You can get your questions in there. Michigan, a team we love talking shit on. Are they for real? We have that question in the chat. I think it's worth addressing. Is Michigan for real? Where are we at with Michigan?
I need to see more because look, you beat Northern Illinois. Northern Illinois just, they beat Georgia Tech. But they were a winless team a year ago. You beat Western Michigan, who looks all right. They'd be good. They go and beat Pitt, and you beat Washington, who we thought were going to be good, but they clearly are not.
I mean, Washington, you could make a case, one of the most fraudulent teams, and I fell for it, admittedly, myself. College Football Playoff not looking good for Washington right now.
They are
on the outside looking in, the Huskies. Me and I'll go down with the great Phil Steele. I love how anytime people bring up that I had them in the playoff, I go, you know what? Me and Phil Steele were off. We weren't on our game. I love just dragging him in.
But I can tell you this: if you're a Michigan fan and you're seeing the way we locked up Ohio State last week. I don't know who followed me on that, but that they had their hands full with Tulsa. That score is deceiving. They got a pick six late.
I was gonna say I had Tulsa.
Ohio State was really annoying because I bet on Ohio State and they were in that zone where they were kind of close to covering. But then Tulsa was in the game to the point where like I couldn't start rooting for Tulsa for the upset win. I still had to kind of root for Ohio State to cover. And then they were hitting it. It was like 27 points and they were up 14, then up 21, then only up 7. It was back and forth and it never felt like they dominated. And certainly everything that we were kind of like, oh man, that first half of that Minnesota game or even that Oregon game where it's supposedly just an outlier. I think they have some real questions. So Ohio State, Yeah. I'm not high on Ohio State.
I'll say this for the Michigan fans out there. If Montana, who's a top 10 FCS, right? If they had played Michigan's schedule, what would their record be? Because I think they'd be 3-0. They would have beat Northern Illinois. We know they beat Washington at Washington. Michigan didn't even win at Washington. It was in Ann Arbor. Mm. And then they would beat Western Michigan, I think. That would be the closest game, but I think Montana would be 3-0 with the same schedule Michigan has.
This is great for the media. This is great for everyone because odds are perhaps they look ahead this week and they sleep against Rutgers, as Terrell's pointing out in the chat, maybe a money line play. But
save it for the bonus slots. Yeah, but
look, I love Terrell Furman Jr. also called for the money line on Northern Illinois. But they lost by 55 points.
But you look at this schedule and it's like, cool, he hasn't done anything that's shocking. Sure, the Washington win is something, it was important, but that number was one preseason, and now we know Washington, between the people they're missing and just the coach, the program, they still have, Michigan still has at Wisconsin. Michigan still has
and Wisconsin's owned them lately.
Michigan still has at Michigan State, a team that looks like they're on the rise. They still have at Penn State, and then of course they get Ohio, who they can't beat. So
Ohio State,
who they can't beat. Now, do I love the hype here? Because could we potentially get a nice number with Wisconsin next week? Could we potentially get some nice numbers down the road against the Michigan State, a Penn State on the road? Because we know Michigan has a huge fan base and they love to bet.
Yeah.
I think great. Yeah.
Betting's legal in Michigan. That is help. I think that's helpful if you're looking to fade University of Michigan.
Do I think Michigan is a lock to get 5 more wins and cash their over 7.5? No. I'll say that.
Oh, so, all right. Well, there you go.
Again, I just gave you three.
They got to win on the road before, like, college football. I tell this all the time. You got to win on the road before I find out if you're a good football team or not.
They still have Rutgers, Nebraska, Northwestern, Indiana, and Maryland. All winnable games. They can get to the over very easily here. But would it surprise me if the wheels fall off after a couple bad losses? Absolutely not, because you know Harbaugh's looking on to next year and probably looking for some slumber parties with the next punting prospect.
And lastly, one final note, I did come up with the name Super Soakers for BYU on their upset money line win. So feel free to use that when you're hanging out.
How about that job though? I mean, BYU, Kalani Sitake's doing a great job there. I mean, they lost the most production of anyone in college football last year. They should be ranked a lot higher than, say, Texas A&M.
No, here we go.
But, the masses.
Jaren Hall has looked really good. I know his second half wasn't quite as impressive, but again, I don't know what the latest Heisman's odds are. It would have to be pretty insane. And he did get the wind knocked out of him. They were worried it was maybe broken ribs or something, but he would be dark horse candidate there for Heisman candidacy. All right, let's get to the picks. Before we do, time for this week's Real Men of Degens, brought to you by PropSwap.
SGPN presents Real Men of Degens.
Real Men of Degens.
We salute you.
Jared Isaacson. That's right. Jared Isaacson is now the first man to ever place a bet from outer space.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. The tech billionaire went on the Inspiration 4 and he called in his bet. Normally they don't allow you to bet out of state, but maybe the spaceship was over the area where he could get down. Yeah. You know what he bet, Ryan? First, he bet on the Giants Washington Redskins game over 40.5. Cash that.
Touching.
He should have played Houston and said, "Houston, we have a problem if they weren't covering." Right.
I like that. He also bet on the Eagles at 66-1 through 4K down there, which is like 4K. Come on, dude. Don't be a pussy. You're a tech billionaire.
Nice.
Go like 10K on that. It's a 4K to win 264.
That's like a $2 bet. And real quick, Sean, because you got to the Real Men of GGen before I wanted to get there. But last thing to note from the last week is look who we have sitting atop the Heisman odds right now.
Ooh.
One Matt Corral, who we have a ticket for what? 40-1?
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
Matt Corral. And what are the odds on
+180?
Oh my God. All right. So we're gonna take the ticket.
Yeah.
We're gonna go over to propslot.com and list it. We should actually list it on our account, or at least use their tool, because they have a pretty sweet tool that will tell you how much
this
the ticket's
the
worth.
Time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, is it 180? I mean, maybe he wins. Does he really win the Heisman?
Well, we get it. He doesn't play Bama for 2 weeks. So after this week, we milk it.
But if they beat Bama,
they're not going to beat Bama in Tuscaloosa.
All right. Let's make some picks.
All right. Let's crack open the Colby six pack. That was refreshing. Louisiana heads the Statesboro, Georgia, square off against Georgia Southern. The Georgia Southern Eagles, 14 point dogs.
Sipping that beautiful whiskey.
Wait a second.
I mean, it is Dallas week, so you know I'm not going to go against any Eagles.
Do I still have a lisp?
The Georgia Southern Eagles, 6-1 against the spread versus a team with a winning record and 8-2 against the spread in their last 10 after a loss. And 6-2 against the spread at home. This to me, and Louisiana is obviously the better team. That's why they're a 14 point road favorite. 3 o'clock West Coast kick. That may as well be a night game down in Georgia. That's going to be what, 6 o'clock? I think they'll be rocking. give me gas here, plus 14. Colby, I'm guessing you're on the chalk here with Louisiana.
No. Okay. I am all over Georgia Southern.
Let's go, baby.
And look, Georgia Southern's first two games, they went 1-1. I believe 0-3 ATS right now, but they didn't have their quarterback the first two games, academically ineligible. Now he's back. And here's another thing: at Louisiana last year, they were winning majority of that game. They had the lead with about 5 seconds left. Louisiana made a 53-yard field goal, if memory serves me correct, to win that thing. You're not going into Statesboro and catching that dove. Sprinkle some on the money line, Sean, plus 435. Come on, let's have some fun.
I mean, we are gamblers here.
Isn't this the classic triple option?
Yes.
Game.
Yes.
It's a home game. I guess I don't understand the other side of this. You look at who they played. Like, it's not like Louisiana's impressing anyone, right?
Yeah. I mean, for me, just on principle, for me not to take a 14 point home dog, they have to look pretty horrible. And I haven't, Georgia Southern. Yeah, you look at their games. It's not. I mean, they're not obviously amazing, but this spread seems out of whack. I feel like I'm missing something here.
It's not. I think this is just you take the triple option team getting a lot of points and hope that betting on the Eagles isn't another losing proposition this week.
Ooh, oh wow!
Should I switch my pick just based on
Ryan talking a lot of smack for the 0-2. New York Giants. I just saw a graphic of Giants and Jets dating back to 2017. The first 2 weeks combined between the two teams, one win.
Okay.
SMU heads to Fort Worth, Texas, where TCU is laying 10. Horned Frogs -380 on the money line. Total sitting at 64. SMU coming away with a miracle win over Louisiana Tech. It feels like a good time to fade them. However, SMU has a knack for getting some turnovers. They have 6 takeaways so far this season. Is this just a SMU wild season for them, or do we go TCU? I'm going back and forth here at the number being 10.
Let me help you.
Yeah.
Do you like the name Ulysses Bentley the IV?
Are you allowed to say that? He was with the Union. Grant was with the Union.
Is we that can the still name of the guy who used to hold Puffy's umbrella? Remember what was that character's name?
Yeah, Ulysses. No, it was Bentley something.
He was like, I think it was like Farnsworth Bentley. Yeah. And he like held an umbrella. Oh, he was Puffy's manservant. Yeah. It was like right post Biggie when he was dancing.
He couldn't afford a real Bentley, so he named his butler Bentley. I know that's the SMU running back.
Yeah,
I noted it because it's a great name, and it's gonna like as you hear SMU, the announcer.
Shout out to Ulysses S. Grant.
The SMU quarterback's been pretty solid too.
Love that general.
No,
Tanner Mordecai.
Yeah. 11 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. He's also got involved in the running game a little bit.
Why did I save it? Why did I save him right there?
How would I know how to pronounce that?
Mordecai.
What are you doing here, Colby? No, I can go either way.
Look, this is the 100th battle of the Iron Skillet.
Oh, that's right.
This is the 100th time this team's first started in 1915. Obviously had some cancellations.
Is it cast iron at least? Get that rust.
So
season no, the pan up.
The play is really TCU here, guys. TCU is the much better team. Zach Evans, that 5-star running back, getting 8 yards a rush right now, 217 yards on 27 carries. Max Duggan, this SMU team, very, very fortunate to be undefeated right now. And got to remember, back in this was canceled last year because of COVID problems.
You think the number's too short then?
2019, SMU won it. These TCU players want that revenge. They've had their eye on the skillet for a while. They're going to get it done. Take the Horned Frogs minus the 10 points.
It is that time in the season where you have to start looking at which teams are looking better in the score or in the standings than others. And you know, the one thing that concerns me here is that random nugget, TCU, not great coming out of the bye week, 2-6 against the spread. And SMU has performed well against the Big 12 of late, and maybe they can keep it close.
Like sexually? What does Billy Bob Thornton say in Bad Santa? Yeah. So let's talk about your performance. What do you mean, like sexually?
Consider mine carry on. 4-1 against the spread in their last 5 non-conference, and 5-2 against the Big 12. So while I hear you, we like Max Duggan, you know, part of the army of kids with fucking weird names, Tanner, Max, Skyler,
Gunner.
Keep coming, Gunner. I think TCU, bigger fish to fry. I don't think the skillet.
You're not concerned that Cal game when TCU like basically didn't show up to the fourth quarter. I think they want to. Well,
they were sleepwalking, but yeah. I think for the Iron Skill game, they will be up, and it just kind of works out perfectly because they're fading an SMU team that really, I mean, we had that game on one of the 8 TVs, and from what I've saw, it was just wild. That kind of win is the type of win you want to fade that team. Now, if they would have lost, you maybe catch a couple extra points. They're fired up coming off that loss, but I think SMU's in trouble.
Yeah, all right. I mean, I think TCU maybe has Texas on the mind a little bit next week. So give me they keep it close enough to cover the 10.
SMU plus 10. Now we head to Arlington, Texas. Is that correct, Colby?
This is one of these filthy neutral site dome games at Jerry's World.
Oh, gross. Yeah. Texas A&M laying 5.5 against Arkansas. Arkansas is a plus 185 dog. Not quite obviously not a home dog here, but Texas, you know, Arkansas, man, I think Arkansas is pretty solid. I guess I haven't seen anything.
Wrong team's favored.
That's what exactly what I have in here. And to me, the unit that has been most impressive between these two teams, I think is kind of Arkansas's defense. Has played pretty solid. So I think the fact you're giving them 5.5 is just too much. This feels like it could be a good game. And I think Texas A&M could be in trouble here.
Texas A&M is why preseason rankings are dog shit.
Yeah.
This is a team that doesn't belong in the top 25 right now. If they belong in, then Wake Forest belongs in. All right. Because they've beaten no one. Okay. Yeah. You beat Kent State out the gate, but even that was close at halftime. They beat Colorado 10-7. I understand your quarterback got injured, but that quarterback wasn't setting the world on fire through 3 picks against Kent State. And I'm talking about Haynes King.
Well, then Calzada comes in and he looks really good against New Mexico.
But it's New Mexico.
I know.
It's like, dude, Colorado loses by 30. Yeah, Colorado loses by 30 to Minnesota. Look, and I'm a Colorado fan. I was on Minnesota. This Colorado team can't throw the forward pass. You have no business being in a close game with them if you're a ranked opponent.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if Colorado gets that one score, I hit that Colorado money line. And yeah, granted they lost their starting quarterback, but I'm with you. I don't think that offense was red hot before. This is just all preseason hype that they haven't gotten upset yet. And I think this could be the upset. So I like Arkansas a lot here.
Yeah, I'm riding Arkansas. Rice,
Texas, and Georgia Southern. The defense gets upgraded here. We don't like taking teams coming off the triple option game.
That's the great point though. Barry Odom, great defensive coordinator down there at Arkansas. He's going to dial up a defense, and Zach Calzada is going to have to be able to not turn the ball over. Which okay, you look great against New Mexico. So would my cousin.
You like, you know, to circle, I mean? The teams that are maybe overperforming at this point in the season. If you look at just the talent, I hear you. Everything about Texas A&M is why this line is as short as it is. And Arkansas is going to get a huge upgrade in terms of defensive talent in this game. And I think Arkansas struggles to score. Texas A&M minus 5.5. It's not a big enough number to scare me off. It's not north of a touchdown. I'm going to lay the points with Texas A&M because at the end of the day, I think their defense is enough to get this one done. Arkansas, very overrated, much like my Hokies sitting there. A&M's 15 last
the most
week.
Overrated Sui! Team in the country.
Colby, Sui, let's go.
You can say they haven't played anyone, but they still have only given up like 15 points on
Colorado couldn't score in a on a field by themselves.
Again, let's see what Arkansas looks like against the real defense.
This is eye test. And they didn't pass the eye test. You know what's not passing the eye test, Ryan? My hairline, thankfully, keeps is here. Help me hanging on to my hair. That's right. If you want to hang on to your hair, and I suggest you do, because hey, it's your hair. You only get so many follicles in this world. Keeps, they have more 5-star reviews than any of their competitors. You can get a convenient virtual doctor consultation, much easier. And treatment starts at just $10 per month. They got generic versions, save you a couple bucks. Treatment takes 4 to 6 months, so act fast. So if you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, go to keeps.com/SGP to receive your first month of treatment free. That's right. Keeps.com/SGP to get your first month free. Keeps.com/SGP. Love saving my hair and also love saving cash on Mint Mobile. That's right. Goodbye, big wireless. Here comes the scrappy underdog that is Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile, only $15 a month. It sounds too good to be true. I'm telling you it's not Mint Mobile. They got rid of the middleman, aka the retail outlet. They got a sweet secret sauce. It's a cutting overhead to pass on the savings to you. $15 a month for premium wireless. You can keep your same phone number. You can keep your same phone. What more do you want? The network's good. And if you have any issues, they got a 7-day money back guarantee. Again, 15 bucks a month. Imagine how much more you could be betting. You're only paying 15 bucks a month for your phone plan. Just go to mintmobile.com/sportsSGP, mintmobile.com/sportsSGP. Cut your wireless bill to just 15 bucks a month. mintmobilewireless.com/SGP.
One quick note before we move on to the next game. Arkansas is getting a scary amount of the action.
Mm.
And you're betting on a team, Jerry Jones' alma mater, Sean. So.
Really?
That's why they play that
playing
game.
In Jerry's world.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, Arkansas.
That is gross.
Want. Yeah.
It is
Cowboys week, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm still taking Arkansas. Texas A&M. There'll be more people rooting for Texas A&M. Cal heads up to Seattle, Washington, where the Huskies are laying 7.5, 46 on the total. The Cal Bears +245 money line. Colby, what have you seen out of Washington that makes you think they should be 7.5-point favorites against anyone? And I don't know, Cal 10-1 against the spread in their last 11 games as a road underdog, 13-5 against the spread in their last 18 road games. I just think Washington is clearly not the team that people thought they were. This number is not reflecting it. And maybe Cal gets up for this game. I don't know. I can't take Washington laying 7.5. I know they got right the game before, but I'm still not on them.
And let's go back to 2019. Cal wins at Washington. They didn't play last year because of COVID. In 2018, they win, and they win ugly. They won 20-19 and 12-10, but that's what Cal's game is. That's what Justin Wilcox dials up. And I can tell you, Dylan Morris, the quarterback of Washington, I understand they had 4 or 5, you know, receivers that are out. However, Dylan Morris still not doing a great job at quarterback. 57% completion percentage. He's got more interceptions than touchdowns. I'm all over Cal here, and I think sprinkle some of the money line because I think Cal's going to shut this offense down. It wouldn't shock me if Washington won it still, but I think it's just a backyard brawl where you're just going to have another one of these scores like 20-19 or 12-10.
When Peterson steps aside, who, by the way, Billy Bob Thornton, like dead ringer for that. I don't know if you watched any of Peterson on the pregame, the Fox studio show,
voice wise or looking,
just everything.
You can't say looking,
everything.
Right?
I mean, he's a cleaner cut guy, but so when he left. The Lake was the replacement because what? His recruiting prowess, right?
He was a good defensive coordinator. Good defensive coordinator, was
but
good.
But also, yeah, like, he has this recruiting prowess. Yeah. But clearly, like, are we starting to worry that maybe he's not a good coach?
I think it's too early to tell. They actually won the Pac-12 North last year. It's just they didn't put him in because of COVID. Because
this game, the public's all over the dog. Sean pointed out all the reasons why you want to take the dog. Last time they went up there, they won the game. Why is this number still 7.5? Why is this number still 7.5?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, there you go.
Give me Washington.
Wow.
I'm galaxy branding myself this week, but 75% of the money is on Cal. It's not pushing down to seven. There's no reason to take Washington other than they have the talent edge. Most likely, if they do show up and can play defense, maybe they shut them down. I'm just zigging on Colby.
Best case scenario. How many points does Washington put up on that Cal defense?
It's they win like 24 to 10. That
could happen. Yeah. That could happen. Yeah. I'm on Cal.
Again, it's 3 weeks in. We have to fade some of the, or Washington just sucks. And Sean's prediction of the Phil, Sean, sorry, Sean and Phil Steele's prediction.
Come on. Me and Phil Steele
are just wrong, but I'm going to
ride. We're in our bunkers. My model is spitting out some weird results. Couple outliers.
I would think you'd like the chalk here then.
Kentucky lays 5.5 as they head to Columbia, South Carolina, square off against Gamecocks. Gamecocks, a plus 180 home dog. Tell you this much, I like some Zeb Nolan.
Yep.
I just like the story, and you know, he's looked pretty good. 5 touchdowns, only 1 interception. Not a certainly dynamic passing game, only 166 yards per game. But South Carolina, I think, you know, they're scrappy. I'm a little worried about taking Kentucky as a road favorite here. South Carolina seems like they'll be ready for this game. Colby, where are you at?
I am hammering. Look, I can tell you this, man. If
you
don't have a lead against East Carolina for the entire football game to the final play, I'm fading you.
Okay.
All right. So give me
personal.
Give me Kentucky. I just think South Carolina is not a very good football team. I think the SEC East is a bunch of dog shit. So I'm going to take Kentucky. They're 3-0. Will Levis can actually throw the forward pass. I know Kentucky's in the SEC East, but I think they might have a chance.
Only beat Chattanooga by 5.
Putting those blocks 3-0, maybe a little overvalued. Road spot against the sleepy, shitty Shane Beamer.
Florida.
Rookie head Florida coach ahead. With Florida on deck.
Yeah.
LSU after that.
Yep.
Georgia after
they had their
that.
Scary game against Chattanooga, which is a game that Pick Dundee but was on, might
they,
I add.
They don't, but that's why you got to take the Gamecocks here. They don't think South Carolina is scary. That's why it's scary.
I will say this does feel a little bit like the A&M game in the sense that like talent could just win and 5.5 isn't enough for you to backdoor it.
South Carolina's offense is horrible.
I'm with you.
It
I'm
is
with
a
you there.
Horrible offense.
But this is like, purely situational where we have a team that is 3-0 that again, when the coach gets that bonus year, only needs to win 7.
This is one of those for seven.
So maybe this is one of those for 7, but I don't know if covering it matters. And I think they see an opportunity with the SEC East, as you said, being a little bit trash. They're looking ahead to Florida. I love my guy, Shane Beamer. I have Frank will be in the house for this one.
I want to see a college football playoff of like Colorado, Kansas, South Carolina, Vanderbilt.
I mean, if here's the problem, right? College basketball figured it out. Oh, after the main playoff, just have another playoff. So when we get to the point of like the Power Five toilet bowl where we take,
this is Leach's idea.
The worst, because then everyone gets the extra practice. Anyway, Sean.
Yeah, I mean,
me and you are taking the Cox.
Yeah. You gotta
long.
You guys need to watch.
We're long
that
on
team.
The Cox.
Betting on South Carolina is suicide to me.
It'll be a fun ride. This one should be an interesting game too. UNC heads down to Atlanta, Georgia, square off against Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech getting 12 points plus 360 on the money line. Total sitting at a whopping 63. This is interesting because UNC coming off back-to-back home games where they put up 59 against Georgia State, 59 against Virginia.
That's kind of a strange back-to-back number to hit.
Yeah, very unlikely to have that back-to-back. And UVA, I was on UVA plus 9. I thought they'd be able to make it a game. UNC has this mode, and we didn't see it week one on the road against Virginia Tech, but that they can kind of hit this high-speed, high-octane offense. Georgia Tech though, I don't know, man. They're kind of scrappy home dog. UNC does have Duke.
No, that's not how it works.
The next week.
That's not how it works.
They're probably not looking ahead, but I don't know. Does UNC roll here again, Colby?
100%. They have too much offense. Georgia Tech, even though they played a great game against Clemson, Clemson's struggling offensively. North Carolina, this offense is very much like Ole Miss's, and I don't think Georgia Tech has enough firepower. So give me the Tar Heels all day. I think they win by 28, 30, something like that.
And it's probably a little late, but you know, this is maybe the time to buy Sam Howell stock in the Heisman race at +2500. He comes from the, you know, a school backed by Nike and the Jordan brand, in a conference. They could, you know, they're going to be playing for the conference championship potentially, as long as my Hokies don't trip up one more time. I think I think strangely, like, North Carolina is probably going to be the public side of this, but I think a lot of people saw Georgia Tech play a close game with Clemson, and maybe they're not thinking Clemson is as bad as if you've actually watched them. And Georgia Tech is still not there yet. And so could North Carolina stumble here? Sure. Is it likely? No. This is complete blowout. This is a complete blowout spot. They realize they lost their game already. They need to pile it on. They need to get Sam Howell those Heisman touchdowns. So I think you lay the points here again, just like I told you to do last week with North Carolina.
Yeah, no, I think I learned my lesson fading UNC. I'm a little nervous. It's on the road, but
if you've never seen Georgia Tech at home,
it's not the worst home environment.
ACC home field or Boston Duke. College is worse.
Duke or Boston College. Maybe Wake. Actually,
the private schools are worse.
They still, like, Georgia Tech still Bobby Dodd Stadium. They drive around that old ass car. You know what I mean? A bunch of cheerleaders jump on that thing. It's a little bit of excitement.
It's not even the best tech school in the ACC.
Wow, that is such a burn.
But they are. They have won a national championship more recently than the other tech school.
Ooh.
Not at Writing Code.
Ooh. Like
ooh.
That.
Ooh.
No.
All right, let's move over to the top 25 games. Notre Dame, Wisconsin, Soldier Field. Do you approve of this neutral site, Colby?
Like I said, this is the only, this or Lambeau. Those are meccas. All right. That's
but still in Wisconsin. Why not?
Not the link.
Oh, come on, Ryan. No need to bring in the link here, but
Temple's home stadium.
I mean, why not just play it in Wisconsin? I mean, I do like seeing games at Soldier Field.
Money.
I'm still on board with you. I'd still rather play this on a campus, but if you're going to ever play a neutral site, there's three places you can.
The fun part about college football is the fans.
There's three places you can. Arrowhead, Lambeau, Soldier. All right. Boy, any of these
how
other
did Arrowhead get in here?
It's legendary.
So you're not a fan of the Cotton Bowl?
Colby's no, still
get that bullshit out of here.
Colby's
right?
Still fired up about the first Super Bowl. All right. I mean, this doesn't make sense to me. This spread 5.5. It maybe makes sense if it's at Wisconsin, but 5.5 means if this game was in Wisconsin, then what? Wisconsin would be an 8.5 point favorite.
Let's talk about this for a second.
The spread makes no sense to me. This feels like it should be a field goal game. Like, this should be 3.5 Wisconsin at the very
and
most.
There's gonna be more Notre Dame fans there. Well, than
why,
Wisconsin
why is
fans,
Notre Dame right? getting free points? Notre Dame, a traditionally public team.
They're public makes in sense. This spot.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't make sense to me, Ryan. Why is the spread 5.5?
Well, let me take you through what Notre Dame, the highlights of their season so far. Well, they beat, was it Florida State?
They did. They got it done. Oh,
field goal win over Florida State. That's looking good on the
that
resume.
That hasn't aged well.
And then we played Toledo and another field goal victory over Toledo. Okay. Toledo is obviously one of the best mid majors though, right?
No, they just lost to Colorado State.
Okay. Yeah. Lost to Colorado State. Not a good. Who's the coach of Colorado State?
Steve Adazio. Oh,
Steve Adazio beat him. Okay. And then we had a road game against in-state rival Purdue, who's pretty, what would you say, hot trash this year?
They were undefeated before that game, though, buddy.
And they struggled. They were outgained by Purdue.
They got it done, though.
Here's the reason you're wrong, Sean, because Wisconsin does what really well? Well, they're going to load up the box. Even in that shitty game against Penn State, it was really hard for Penn State to move the ball. Notre Dame, everyone knows them as a team that rocks an offensive line, tight ends. They get the ball going on the ground. This is not that version. They're rebuilt 2.9 yards a carry on the year. That's horrible. They played Florida State, Toledo, and Purdue, and they're only running for 2.9 yards a carry, and they've given up 14 sacks. That's the reason why. Because everyone else is like, oh, this is going to be a low scoring defensive game. It's so many points.
Are you doing an impression of me?
Because so
I
many
do think
points.
This is a field goal 4-point game.
The last thing I say, if you go back and look at that Penn State game, Penn State, I think at this point we can say they're a pretty good team. And if not, they were, how many times did Wisconsin make it to the red zone and not get any points? That game could have very easily been a different outcome. And we'd be thinking differently about this game. So the last thing I'll say is you have history against you too. Cause if Brian Kelly wins this game, he passes Newt Rockne for the all time winningest Notre Dame head coach. And I'll tell you this, that shit ain't going to happen at Soldier Field. That shit ain't going to happen against Wisconsin. That's going to happen at home. Who does Notre Dame have next at home?
Cincinnati.
At home, yeah. Against Cincinnati, against Brian Kelly's alma mater.
They're going to lose to Cincinnati. They're gonna shock the world with Wisconsin. That's Bill Burr's doing the voiceovers for the game, getting me fired up. We got Rudy going on one of the TVs at God's Eye of all time. That's the worst thing that's happened to workplace productivity. I think, is FS1 constantly re-airing Rudy.
Look, the play here is Notre Dame. It's just too many points. Wisconsin, Graham Mertz, even in that Eastern Michigan game, he almost cost us our cover, throwing bad passes in the red zone. Has he learned? I don't know.
I don't think they need it. I think their defense up front will do enough.
This is going to be a slugfest. But how about this angle? Jack Cohn, quarterback of Notre Dame, grad transfer from Wisconsin. When they started Mertz, he said, "All right, I'm going to go over to Notre Dame." So if anybody knows Wisconsin and Jim Leonard's defensive styles, it's the guy who practices against them. Yeah. I can't talk.
75% of the action on Notre Dame. Let's go. Yeah.
Kansas State, Oklahoma State in Stillwater, Oklahoma. Oklahoma Lane, 5.5, -260 on the money line. K-State +210 going the other way. 46 is the total. To me, K-State is just not a good team. Where are we at with this, Colby?
I was a big fan of K-State before Skylar Thompson went down, but I was on K-State beating Nevada last week with the backup Will Howard, because Manhattan, Kansas is still a toxic place.
What was
to play.
The spread on that? They won 38-17.
They were actually the dog in that game because Skylar Thompson's injury. Okay. But I think
that's classic, right? Manhattan is a tough road trip for a West Coast team.
I mean, isn't this set up perfectly for Oklahoma State?
100%.
Kansas State got a big win, you know. Oh, win one for the quarterback. Backup comes in. They dominate Nevada, and now you go on the road to Stillwater, tough environment. This feels like OK State all day.
I'm on OK State all day. One of our fans asking, wait, so what do we pick? Kramer picked Wisconsin. Me and Sean are on Notre Dame.
I don't know how that was confusing. I 3 minutes of me telling Sean why he was on the wrong side. I mean, my concern with the I think this is the classic, like, they played really well at home with the backup quarterback, and now they're like, they're going to get blown out.
Yeah.
Oklahoma State. I took away a little bit from that win up there in Boise. Always hard to play.
How are you allowed to have a
blue field at this point? Still, I don't understand. It's a clear advantage to have your jerseys blend in with the fucking field.
So what happens when you play a green team on the green field?
I've yet to see a team that wears completely green uniforms.
Eastern Michigan, Michigan State. Come on. There's green teams out there.
Michigan State's grass is brown. Like that. It's not that beautiful green. You know how it goes. Anyway. Yeah. I'm with you, Sean. You take Oklahoma State here. You don't look back. I think this is
This is a nice,
no one
this
watched,
a lock.
No
a
one
lock.
Watched the Oklahoma State Boise State game. It was on late and everyone's like, oh, wow.
We had it on.
Kansas State beat Carson Strong. He's an NFL quarterback. That must be meaningful.
Let's head over to Raleigh, North Carolina. Clemson heads to NC State. Was 10. Now it's 9.5. NC State, a +300 dog on the money line. Total sitting at 47. I mean, Clemson, I can't imagine people are running to bet Clemson. NC State has their own issues. What are you doing here, Colby?
This is a tricky spot because, you know, I hate NC State. All right. From the Mississippi State game and then from them being little bitches suspending the ECU rivalry because we stormed the field and took down their goalpost. but Clemson, look, they're baiting me to take Clemson.
Yeah.
Give me NC State +9.5.
It does feel like a trap. It's almost that reverse psychology where they go, oh yeah, Clemson's going to roll because they're galaxy braining at the bookies setting the spread here because everyone saw Clemson only beat Georgia Tech by 6 points. So now, oh, they're going on the road. They got a chance to light it up against NC State. They will, but I don't know, man. NC State is a 9.5 point home dog. That seems a little crazy.
The number opened at 12 and it's been bet heavily on the NC State side because it's people tough. Know NC State's the very public side of this game.
Really?
And what I would say, I would caution you because if there's one thing I know about Dabo Swinney, if there's anything that he can use, and honestly, his team playing like shit is probably a good example. But what do we know about this team so far? Well, they got the wake up call last week.
Yeah.
If this was the wake up call game, I'm with you.
But the offense wasn't, I mean, I don't know, man. Like
offense has looked really bad.
But what you guys are calling for is the wake up game, and it already happened against a much lower quality team, so he can use that.
But is it concerning that they have two touchdowns in eight quarters of FBS football?
Very much concerning. Very much. But you can also make the argument that they were looking ahead last week to NC State, a game that obviously is the one they circled as this is where we could trip.
I'll put it like, I hate this picking this game because I could totally see it going either way. NC State laid that egg against Mississippi State, but I think NC State, this is their opportunity. If I'm Dave Doran, I'm telling my team, look, this Clemson team is not that good. We know this. This is our chance to steal the division and win the ACC.
And the last thing I'll say is my read on this number is that the bookies opened it too big. They realized it. And they're waiting to get the action back on Clemson. And maybe it may, I don't think this line goes much lower. I think it probably sits around 10. And you're going to see a lot of people giving out NC State as a sexy, underdog pick for week four in college football. They're going to reference the game last week. And I just think that game last week is why they come out and storm the fucking, what do they call the stadium?
I think they will get, you know, the more I'm
Dabo is a good fucking coach.
And yeah. They're going to win. Like, it's going to be ugly though. It'll be like 24-14 Clemson grinding out the
good
win
coaches the love cover. Like performances like they had against Georgia Tech last week, because they get to get, what
they
do
get
you say?
The players ear the entire they get week,
to eat their ass for lunch.
I don't know.
Barry Switzer. He's quoting Barry Switzer.
That is a disgusting.
Or maybe Jerry Jones heading to the glory hole. Who knows?
PicksWise is the number one app for sports betting picks, helmed by a team of trend watching, data devouring sports fanatics, giving you the who, how, and why behind every prediction for every game, every day, and every sport, loaded with the best bets, props, and parlays you can find. In depth analysis on every game, all for free. Found your pick? Search the latest sportsbook promotions to sign up an account, compare the odds, and place a bet. Download the free PicksWise app now to make your next bet better. PicksWise backs responsible gambling. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. And also make sure you check out oddscrowd.com. We have the weekly NFL SGPN only contest. You guys got to be entering in that. Again, they have so many free fantasy betting contests. Nice pick tracking app as well. You can do social stuff. You can set up your own contests. We can take a look at the leaderboard, the season long college football contest. Oh, look. Oh, what is this? Who's in third place? Sean stacking the money green. I'm going to win $3,000 from the sponsor, and it's going to feel amazing. Make sure you check out oddscrowd.com. And don't forget, if you are like me and you're in the season long pick college football contest, make sure you don't forget to put in those weekly picks. And again, it's a unit based money line total. So much season left to be had. Honestly, I think you could hop in the, and I don't know if 100% you can, but if it's still open to join,
you can.
Then I think you hop in now and you just pull a Colby, pick every game. You can pick the money lines
pick
as well.
Picks.
Yeah. Take some of these big dogs and just roll the dice.
As we have been talking here, the week four contest has been opened as well. So as you mentioned, getting that one in. As well, they're all free to enter. I mean, you really should be entering all the contests.
Yeah, I mean, you should be tracking your picks, but also like, why not track your picks and then potentially win some extra cash? It's a slam dunk, as they say in the business. LSU heads to Starkville, Mississippi, where the Fighting Mike Leach is catching 2.5. Man,
horrible
beat to end that game last week. Should have got the W. Let that game slip through their fingers. Colby, is this a bounce back spot for Hale State, or is that a dream crusher?
No, it's a bounce back spot. And look, one of my trends have been, you know, we talked about this, I think, last week, but taking these home environments that are crazy, that you know, I'm sure I'll take LSU the following week when they're at home against Auburn. But
yeah.
You know, we saw that with West Virginia. Why do we take West Virginia over Virginia Tech? Why do we take Virginia Tech over North Carolina? Why do we take K-State against Nevada? It's you're going into these places that are completely toxic.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ride with the Cowbells and Mike Wen Leach. Cause I, you know, he beat Edo last year. I know he's looking for revenge, but this LSU team, what were they up 17-0 in the mid third against McNeese?
Yeah, and they've kind of been sleepwalking. They had that week one loss to UCLA, and then they played two FCS schools at home. I think they got a little sleepy here. Now you're going to go at Starksville. I think it's a real, like you said, wake up call for them. So yeah, I think Hale State gets W here. They're due. I don't know why LSU is favored. I mean, they weren't dominating these FCS teams to the point that they should be a road favorite in my mind. This should be Mississippi State -3. Like Mississippi State has looked good. I'm surprised they're the dog here.
Who has a better defense, Mississippi State or UCLA?
That's a good question. Yeah, I mean, I would probably say State. I mean, I don't know.
So UCLA was able to do things against LSU's offense. They had some big plays. Like if you go back and watch that game though, there were a lot of it. Like the, if not for those explosive plays, LSU really struggled to consistently move the ball. So my take on this is wrong team favored. I wish I had gotten down on this early, like Sean normally does, on a better number at +3. One thing to note here, we're seeing more tickets being printed on LSU. Not surprising. That's why the number is coming down, but we have started to see some bigger bets on Mississippi State. Sorry, that's why the number came down, but we do still see more tickets on LSU. I don't know who's running to take LSU in this spot. It's hard.
Yeah, that is a tough spot for them for sure. All right. UCLA, Stanford, UCLA laying 5.5 as they head to Palo Alto, California. They're coming off a tough loss. Stanford coming off a couple nice wins here for Stanford. What's your take on this game, Colby?
UCLA bounce back spot. I do like Stanford. I mean, Stanford probably would be 3-0 if they started Tanner McKee in the first game. But bounce back spot for UCLA, and I think they get it done in Palo Alto. So I just think UCLA's schedule's I forecasted that Fresno State loss. I said, man, that's the one that's going to catch them.
Colby was all over that. I will give it to him.
And now they're bounced back, and then they're going to lose one in a couple of weeks, and then you know
if they don't win, yeah. I mean, yeah, the Fresno loss, you know, I think it gives
Fresno's them really good though.
Yeah, but I'm saying I think you're more worried about this spot if they win that game. I think you kind of have that weird element of catching a loss, probably good. Chip Kelly seems to have things going in the right direction, and you know, I'm not buying Stanford.
Fresno State's a good team. I don't think that now UCLA should have got the W, you know, being at home, but I don't think that loss is indicative of like, oh, they're a fraudulent team. I still think UCLA is a good team. So yeah, I'm with you. I think take UCLA as the road favorite.
And you know, people are, you know, it's Vanderbilt, I guess.
They still got the win.
Yeah, but I'm
they covered.
UCLA is probably in a different class.
I think UCLA has had some interesting games here, so yeah. I like the competition.
Also, Stanford, no home field advantage.
Yeah, that's true. West Virginia heads to Norman, Oklahoma, where Oklahoma is a 16.5 point favorite -800 on the money line. Mountaineers +550 on the money line going the other way. West Virginia held on to a squeaked out that win and cover, came down to the final couple of minutes of the game. Ryan, we haven't gotten your take on Virginia Tech, Fire Fuente update. Where are you at with Tech and West Virginia going into Norman?
I mean, this was the classic Fuente. I thought they wouldn't be sleepy because this used to be a rivalry. Fuente obviously didn't get the memo. They showed up, they were asleep. It was a horrible game plan. And what happened? They fought back. They probably, I mean, at the end of the day, the quarterback Burmeister, not good enough. That's why they didn't win this game. Game plan sucked. This was a Fuente loss. Now, wasn't a conference loss. There are worse things that can happen.
Oh, wow.
And specifically for the spot we're going to talk about, West Virginia at home, different than West Virginia on the road. You guys are probably going to galaxy brain and talk about how you're going to take West Virginia here. It's looked pretty good. I'm not taking much from their win over Virginia Tech because, again, Virginia Tech didn't show up until the third quarter. Oklahoma has looked like trash, but this is the kind of game that they can get right on.
Yeah, again, but I mean, Oklahoma at home, let's look at them at home. They beat Tulane by 5. Tulane, I mean, should have, you could argue, was like right in the mix for that game. And then
Nebraska game where Nebraska beat themselves more than Oklahoma beat Nebraska.
Yeah, and that's in Nebraska. Yeah. Or sorry, no, that was at
Norman. That's what I'm saying. Like Nebraska let 9 points. I mean, two missed field goals and an extra point that got blocked and were taken back to the house. Nebraska really, you know,
I hear what Kramer's saying. Like West Virginia plus 16.5 is kind of maybe getting cute, but to me, it's less about West Virginia looked really good against Virginia Tech. It's more just, I don't think Oklahoma should be laying three scores against any decent power 100%
team. And they're completely overrated right now. I mean, like coming in this year, like everyone's saying they're going to win the national championship, stuff like that. This team doesn't look very good to me. Like, and that's just the facts right now. And I mean, yes, you beat Western Carolina by 76 points, but they won one game in the FCS last year.
They covered.
All right. They did cover. That was one of my locks.
They covered the spread.
That was one of my locks. But look, the fact is this team is not that good. And if anything, Lincoln Riley said, hey, you know, we're going to really focus on Kansas State this year. They've beat us the past 2 years. Well, guess what next week is? The game at Bill Snyder Stadium in Manhattan, Kansas. This is a look ahead spot. Give me West Virginia in the points. Neil Brown, baby.
I'll lay the point. I am so happy with the position I am in this week. I'm doing a lot of fading of Colby Dan here.
Hey, I'm only number one over there at Tally Site.
Zig and you zag.
Zig and zag. Closing it out. Nebraska heads to East Lansing, Michigan to go up against Michigan State. Spartans laying 5 minus 195 on the money line. You know, Nebraska, they kind of looked alive against Oklahoma, but this is back to back road games for the Huskers. I feel like they go to Lansing here and lay an egg. This is kind of the vibe I'm getting of this Nebraska team. I know they look competitive, and you could argue maybe that was like one of their better games, just being in the mix with Oklahoma. But what do you think, Colby? Are you on Nebraska here as a dog?
I am. I think they're gonna win it on the money line. I think Michigan State coming off a huge win against Miami.
This is your Scott Frost love blinding you.
Look, they covered for me last week. I was all over Nebraska, and I think they're actually a pretty good football team. With the special teams is the one glaring weakness. Everywhere else, they look like a decent football team to me. And Michigan State coming off of a huge road win, I think, you know, it's easy to twist this and say, hey, Michigan State looks awesome. Could I make the point that Northwestern just lost to Duke? Michigan State's only other win was or FBS win was against Northwestern.
It's true.
Maybe Miami's not that good.
Could be true.
And Nebraska, maybe they are decent. I know the Illinois game was horrible. Yeah, but
to the Miami point, Michigan State won a road game by 21 points. I know Miami doesn't look good, but I still think.
Aren't you an eye test guy?
They dressed that up a little bit.
Yeah.
Aren't you an eye test guy?
I'm taking Nebraska. I think Nebraska is going to get the win here outright.
I don't know what eye test Nebraska's passing for you.
I mean,
Michigan State is passing an eye test.
Yeah.
And for this game specifically, after Nebraska had that close heartbreaking loss to Oklahoma, I love Michigan State here. I know you hate Mel Tucker too.
Back-to-back road games problem. For the
Huskers. I was on Michigan State last week.
Colby hates Mel Tucker. He loves Scott Frost. I think we want to caution the listeners on this one that he might be coming in
3-0 on betting Michigan State this year, ATS.
Okay.
3-0. You got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, buddy.
True.
All right?
It's true. Colby is a poker player at heart.
Time for the lock. Dog and Tease brought to you by Prize Picks. That's right. DFS simplified. Make sure you go to prizepicks.com. Download their app. Use that promo code SGP. Get that sweet, sweet, sweet 100% deposit bonus. Kramer, we just gave out our Prize Picks lineup on Sunday night for Monday Night Football. We'll be giving out another one for the NFL. Tune into the College Football Experience. Colby has a whole DFS show, breaks down a ton of DFS plays. Make sure you check those out as well. Colby, let's get it going. Lock, dog, tease, and bonus lock time.
I am locking up the North Carolina Tar Heels on the road, minus 12. Georgia Tech doesn't have enough offense. Outright dog. Man, there's a lot I like on the board. I mean,
too much.
Let's just have some fun. Give me Georgia Southern plus 435.
Oh my god.
All right. I was going to take Cal at plus 245, but I want to get my clients more value, more cash.
Okay.
And let's tease up a little bit of where are we at here? Let's go. Let's go.
This is important.
Hey,
Colby.
Let's go Arkansas up to 11. Okay. Or what is that? 11 and a half. Yeah. Let's go Oklahoma State down to minus or plus a half.
Put so much thought into this.
Let's go. The
listeners love the tease. You're the tease god.
And let's bring Carolina down to 6. All right. Are we only doing 3? Or are we doing the norm special? Is that still carrying on?
You can do a bonus.
Is that still carrying on?
You can do a bonus norm play.
Whatever
you want to call it. What's your bonus lock first?
My bonus lock is going to be, let's take
Kansas maybe.
No, dude, by the way, the Kansas thing last week. Did you see that final score?
Yeah.
I'm starting to worry about that. At least it's a push.
Hey,
right?
We're free rolling, Colby.
Duke is laying 16 points against Kansas this week.
That's crazy. Actually, you know what? Let's do it. Like Kansas plus 16 against Duke. Let's do it. Let's do
Colby,
it.
Colby, no, no.
Let's do it. I forgot it was Duke for a second.
And if you'd like to give out a bonus norm salute, either whether it's a Kansas money line, some sort of degenerate, either parlay or money line, feel free to throw that out, Colby. What's your D-gen play?
Okay, let's I don't want to do that because those are my boys, but I do want to fade Colorado. But let's go. What did I say before the show? Utah minus 14 in Salt Lake City against Washington State. That Washington State's got issues. I locked up USC against them last week. Utah coming off that loss at Dignity Health. You know it's tough.
So what is this pick though?
Oh, this is just add this thing to the let's do a little parlay then.
Okay, what are you parlaying it with?
Let's do Utah minus 14.
Okay,
parlayed with OK State minus 5.5.
How'd you get into sports gambling, Colby?
All right, so much action.
I'm
here.
So confused. We're gonna need we need one of those. What are they called? The courtroom
stenographer.
There you go.
So his norm salute play is a parlay between Utah minus 14. In Oklahoma State minus 5.5. His bonus lock is Kansas plus 16. To clarify for people who may be confused, there was a lot going on there. Okay, I'm looking. There's some juicy numbers here as far as locking it up. You know what? I'll do it. I think UCLA is a good team. Give me UCLA minus 5.5 to get the job done. Mississippi State for my dog. Is that a big enough dog? Plus 2.5.
No.
Okay. I'll give out Notre Dame. Fuck you guys. Or fuck Rudy Lives. Notre Dame plus 180 for my tees.
Classic Irish homer pick from Sean.
Yes. For my tees, give me Michigan State plus 1. Give me Oklahoma State plus 0.5. And give me, I like that UNC minus 6 as well. For my bonus lock, give me Rutgers plus 19. I think they hang around with Michigan State Michigan. For my norm salute, we're going to take Cal money line, parlay it with Notre Dame money line.
Yes.
And
I like it.
South Carolina money line.
Wow. So now I don't like it.
We are falling off the wheels here.
Why?
I just love all this action.
Cal, South Carolina.
I mean, how many times have I gotten yelled at for too many picks? And now you guys are coming in with the
whoa. You guys were
Cal,
giving me a hard
South
time.
Carolina, Notre Dame money line parlay. That is my mega whale play.
It's a baby fucking wheel, man.
All right, Kramer, let's go. What do you got?
Deep breath. Step one. Run to the window. I would throw out Wisconsin, although taking them away from home is always a little worrisome. So I'm not going to make it my lock. I am going to go to a game that Colby's going to hate this because we're double lock saluting. You can just park UNC in my lock area because this is the portion of the schedule that they just lay waste to these teams. Georgia Tech, not good. This is a crazy number. For my dog, I think I love the situational spot, Sean.
Yep.
Give me South Carolina to win that game outright against Kentucky looking ahead. For my tease, I think you take Clemson down to 3.5. I think you take Mississippi State up to 8.5.
It's a classic Wong teaser there.
That is a nice Wong teaser. And I think you take Washington down to 1.5. They get the win against Cal.
Don't like that one.
for my bonus lock, I'm going to go off board this week, and I'm going to give you I think they're the Roadrunners.
UTSA baby.
Catching the 3.5 against Memphis, coming off that strange win against Mississippi State. We like UTSA is a good team as is. So catching that extra hook, I like that spot. And I guess if you're going to put a gun to my head and make me throw out a little D-gen parlay, Sean.
Yep. I'm doing it.
Give me Clemson minus the 9.5. Give me Oklahoma minus the 16.5.
Chalk
I'm coming in hot. And give me Texas A&M minus the 5.5 in what I will call talent rises to the top.
So Clemson lives. Clemson minus 9.5, Oklahoma minus 16.5. And Texas A&M minus 5.5. So that's your mega chalk parlay.
You know what? Let's add one more. Give me some cowbell.
Chalk dust.
Give me some cowbell. Mississippi right. State.
You gotta put one dog in there. Jesus Christ.
On the money line.
There we go.
Okay. That'll do it.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
Make sure you leave a rating and review for the Sports Gambling Podcast. Give yourself a chance to win a SGP mini helmet and t-shirt every Monday, giving away some gear. AK Merch Monday, and hop in the Slack so you see if you won Merch Monday. Interact with all the other DGens. The Slack is awesome. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/Slack to get involved. For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean Stacking the Money Green, and he is Ryan.
Wyoming heads to the road where they're laying 29.5 against UConn. Lock it up.
Kramer, let it ride.